Good morning. Although most of you already know me, for those of you who don't, my name is Brett Herbst. I am what my mom likes to call a cradle Episcopalian, born and raised in this Church of the Good Shepherd and baptized by Father Ned right here. I attended St. James from N3 through 8th grade, and currently I'm a senior at IWA, and I planned in the fall to ascend University of California, San Diego, and major in computer science. Today I'm here with you all to share my experience of growing up in Church of the Good Shepherd and how it has shaped my life. I've been involved in all levels of youth ministry since Godly Play. I remember going to church here when I was 4. I had a system. Sit in Godly Play with Lisa Mason and learn about God. Then I'd come back here and sit with my parents for communion. I'd wait for the final procession and the final song, and as soon as the cue was given, I'd run out and be the first to reception to get all the cookies, and then repeat. After Godly Play in Sunday school, I had a religious formation with Scott Parnell here at St. James. Scott would go through the letters of Paul, for example, and give his analysis of the writings. It was at these small and personal services at St. James that the foundation of my faith was built. Then, of course, after being confirmed, I joined youth group. Whether it was Scott or Matthew, youth group truly has been pivotal in the growth of my faith. Over these years, many people have served as mentors, teachers of my faith. Matthew, Scott, Milton, Philip, Frank, William, specifically. Now I'm about to go to college where I know no one, and many of these people have a worldview that is in stark contrast to that of my own. And I've realized that now I'm at a pivotal point in my life. As Christians, it is our job to properly represent our faith everywhere we go, to our friends, to our family, to work, and to people we don't even know, even when the Honda Civic cuts you off in traffic for the last time. It is in reflections such as these that I realize that all of us Christians must be religious mentors to everyone around us, to show the world, to show the Word of God in action, and to show others the importance of God. As Jesus said today in today's Gospel, "Love one another as I have loved you." Jesus emphasized this point to his disciples before he leaves to eventually be crucified, to convey to the disciples how they must be symbols of his word to everyone around them. As my freshman year religion teacher, Sister Judith, as many of you know her, said, "Be the best symbol of your faith today, because you may be the only Jesus someone sees today." Jesus calls us all to love one another, to be someone's Jesus today. That means representing your faith when it may not be the easiest thing to do. For this reason, I'm grateful for my robust religious education and the many hours Matthew and others spend organizing and making such learning possible here at Church of the Good Shepherd. With the knowledge and faith in God, I'm better able to strive to be the best Christian I can be. You must have faith in God before you can represent God. Youth group helped me to connect with God by learning about Him and gave me the ability to represent God wherever I may go. Whether that be representing God through missions work, such as going to Trinity Towers and brightening people's day with Christmas carols, or blessing their doorways for the new year, whether that be through meeting new people at youth group and learning through their experiences and teaching them through my own. Another great thing about youth group are the various games we'd play, such as milk jug lacrosse, where I learn how to work together as a team, or just sit back and relax and have fun playing a good game of can jam. It's moments like these that I will cherish for the rest of my life about youth group, sitting back, having fun with friends of the church, and learning about God. Of course, this was all made available to me through the shared meals of parents. In college and at every other stage in my life, in anyone's life, it is vital to keep learning and growing in your faith and to respect the religious journey of your neighbor's experience. My faith in God has also helped me through this unique time in my life where I'm suddenly uprooted from where I've been and moved to a place where I know no one. My trust in God has given me relief from stress of choosing which college I want to go to or saying goodbye to friends that I've known for years. For example, in Beach Today yesterday when I finished my sixth leg, seeing my high school friends all cheer me on at the very end was unsettling to me because I was realizing that it was the last race I'd ever have with them. But it's my trust in God that gave me the ability to trust in Him that He has a path for me. It is in moments like these that I realize that God has a path for me, and that God has a path for everyone. I'd like to take this moment to thank all the donors, staff, volunteers, and clergy of Church of the Good Shepherd. Because of you, I'm able to have my religious connection with God, and I will be forever thankful for everyone. Going to a science field, being religious is certainly not the norm. But sometimes it is okay to go against the grain, to be the positive symbol of faith, and to hopefully be the only Jesus someone sees today. And I encourage you all to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Now I'd like to invite our candidate for baptism to come forward with her family, her parents, and her godparents.